Amen.
Thank God. That's right. Bless His name. Amen. Jesus, thank God, took the cup and told His own men. He said, thank God you'll drink this. Amen. Yep. Thank God being shed for the remission of sin. It's to do remember Him. Amen. Thank God. Romans 7 and then a verse in Hebrews chapter number 10. If you'll look, hold them places, Romans 7 and Hebrews chapter 10. We'll read two verses and say a few things this morning. Our Holy Spirit might enlighten us and help us. I thank God for the good word this morning, the good singing, and the fellowship, the being in the house of God. In the book of Romans chapter 7, I'm just going to read one verse, verse number 4. The Bible said, wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who's raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. And then in the book of Hebrews chapter 10, in verse number, the Bible said in verse number 9, then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first that he may establish the second. And so here in the scripture this morning, I want to talk to you about this thing, of establishing the second. Now we know that second in the Bible, it sure signifies the fact that God, thank God, the second man, if I could use that, I know he's, thank God there'll be no one after him. Christ, who's the last Adam, the first Adam, the second Adam, the last Adam. Amen. The first birth, the second birth, that always goes through them that way that God set up, because man made a mess of the first. Amen. And Christ made, thank God, a blessing of the second. But I say this morning that God don't accept polygamy. Amen. That's right. What is that? Well, that's a man having more than one wife. Amen. In fact, polygamy goes back to the book of Genesis, where I think the name of the man was Lamech. Amen. And he had two wives. If you look at that, amen, the Bible taught after that there was a falling away. And then men, my friend, plunged in the sin more and more. He said the imaginations were continually evil. And we find that sin increased in the earth and violence and all these things. Amen. The seed line got messed up. And the fact of it is, there's only one godly seed line that comes to Christ, who is the godly one sent from God. We know this Bible is a seed book. Amen. Thank God. The fruit had the seed within itself. And brethren, listen. Thank God. I say this morning. I'm not getting it off in some of these things that people debate about, but I will say this, that the first woman, the mother of all living, Eve, took of the tree, or whatever happened there, it was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that awakened her conscience when she partook of it. That sin, my friend, come through, I know, the representation of Adam, but the woman was the first one that transgressed and took the fruit. And the second woman, thank God, mentioned in the seed line, was the woman Mary, the Virgin Mary, that through her seed, Christ come into the world. And we know that's a picture of Israel in the Bible, because Israel's mission as the woman in the book of Revelation. And ultimately what that's saying is there's a seed line of the Antichrist. Amen. And that's the ultimate end of that. The Antichrist is that seed that comes through the seed of the serpent. And then Christ is the seed that comes through the seed of the woman. Amen. And so ultimately that's where the warfare is in this day and time. It's the Christ and Antichrist. But I want to talk to you this morning, and I want to say this, that there is a truth in knowing the New Testament church. There's a truth this morning. I know that, listen, you say, do you believe in dispensations? Well, I'd have to. Amen. I'm not an ultra dispensationalist, but I do believe in dispensations. I do believe there's times, thank God, that God dealt with people in certain ways. I believe right now, and I think it's always been grace through faith. I think it's always been men were saved by faith. Listen, Abraham accounted him for righteous because of what God showed him, and he believed God. It was counting him for righteousness, and it always been like that. If you go back to the book of Hebrews 11, there was always that faith. A faith that, my friend, thank God, proceeds what you hear. Thank God, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And so faith comes in that way. Amen. And so we see faith come to that individual by what God told them. Whether it be through the voice of God. Amen. It is the voice of God with a prophet. Thank God, a preacher. Enoch preached. Amen. Noah preached. Preachers preached in them days. They were prophetic preaching. Amen. Prophesying of what was to come. It was foretelling. Somebody asked me, do I believe in prophets today? Well, I don't believe they're increasing no new revelation of foretelling something. But I do believe they foretelling something that God says in the book. There's no new revelation. It might be a revelation to you through the interpretation of the Scripture and God revealing things. But God's not coming. This is a sealed book. I'll tell you that. Amen. And as Brother Wayne says, thank God there's more said than read in the book. Amen. And when you study this thing, God reveals things to you. The New Testament church. Amen. Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The church is not a building. Thank God the church is a people that's been born again. Amen. We was baptized to identify ourselves with the risen Lord and His people. Amen. It's an act of obedience unto God to show, amen, an outward expression of an inward work. Amen. Thank God He told us to baptize. A baptism was more important to the Jewish people to actually say, this is my open confession that I'm following the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Amen. And we ought to baptize by water. Amen. And that means by immersion. That means that we get fully wet. Amen. That's right. No sprinkling or pouring. There's no Bible to back it. Amen. That's right. We're baptized by the Spirit into one body, whether we be Jew or Greek. Amen. Corinthians said that. And there were Jews and Greeks that attended that assembly in that Corinthian church. But we find here that he said this. I'm preaching what the Bible said. He said he took away the first that he might establish the second. The first is the Mosaic way. The second is Christ's way. That's why he said in Romans 7 that when that wife died, then that man married again. He had the liberty to do it. And what I look at this thing and what he's saying in Romans 7, ain't God is saying this, that law and grace can't live in the same house. Amen. Thank God we live under this grace of God. Friend, can I tell you this? He said, it's not the written law, it's what I wrote on your heart. It's the law of love. It's the law of God that are written on your heart. Amen. Brother, we don't live under, thank God, the regulations of the Mosaic law. We live under the grace of God through Jesus Christ. It's not an outward work, it's an inward work. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's the great message of the New Testament. The New Testament is fulfilled in the person of Christ. Amen. It's not fulfilled through works or church ordinances. And they're good, but that's not salvation. That's not how it works. Now listen to this one. I know it's going to kill a lot of people. Probably not a lot in here. Thank God, but I'll say this. When he said he took away the first, it means he killed it. He put it to death. Amen. That's right. Now I'll say this. This is a thought I got. Amen. Thank God. My wife wouldn't be too satisfied. Amen. If I moved another woman in the house. Amen. That's right. The only way I'd be right to do that is she die. Amen. And God allow me to marry in the Lord and the liberty God give me. Thank God. Two women that's not right in the same house. And I'm just saying that to say this. My friend, the law, amen, had to die. You had to die to the law and be married to Christ, married to another. That's right. We don't live under that. We live under the new life of Christ. We live, thank God, God to him. And therefore he had to kill it, friend. It had to die. He took it away. He took away the old Mosaic law that only was a schoolmaster pointing us to Christ. Amen. If you said, how was Miss Law? If you can use that. Hey, God. Amen. He'll say, boy, she was straight. Amen. I couldn't live up to her standard. I couldn't live up to what she says. I could not live up to the Mosaic law. Amen. I broke it. I offended it. I was a transgressor of it. And I couldn't live up to it. Amen. Friend, can I tell you this? Listen to me this morning. If you're trying to live up to some standard that you've set up just to please God, you never will. Amen. Son, listen this morning. Thank God it's Him. It's living to Him. Thank God. It's my friend, the life of God. Amen. It's knowing Him, living for Him, and Him living through you. It's not my friend trying to uphold a religion or a religious way. It's you living, thank God, to Him. Everything's to Him. It's in a person. It's not in the Mosaic rule. If you think you got to do that to please God, then you're deceived this morning. Amen. Listen to me. The only way you please God is who you're in. You got to be in Christ. If you're not in Christ, you're a sinner lost going to hell. It's just that simple. Hey, God, He never has moved in with you or into you. Hey, man, thank God I wouldn't have a right. That's why, my friend, and I tell you this, people living together outside of uniting in marriage, it's a sin. Amen. This thing of people saying, well, I'll just live with them. That's not the will of God. That's sin. Amen. Say amen right there. We live in a country now that fornication and adultery is on every hand. You see it everywhere. But I'm telling you this, friend, it ain't the will of God. The church has lost its power. The church used to have, thank God, an effect and an influence on a nation of people that's around us. That if they knew they lived like that, amen, they knew that was a sin and they knew it wasn't right. But now the church have no influence because the members, thank God, hold hands with it. Amen. That's right. You say, what should we do? They're sinners. That's exactly right. They ought to know, thank God, we believe God. That's exactly right. How in the world are you going to see anybody get saved if they don't see no different in the church in the world? Amen. That's right. When I married Christ, thank God. Listen, friend. Amen. People get married. Listen. Amen. I've been married now a long time. Amen. That person I'm married to affects me. Amen. That's right. The person she's married to affects her. Amen. And I'm telling you, when you married him, thank God, we had to put away the law, had to die, friend, that we could be married to another, which is Christ. Amen. That's the greatest marriage a man can have. It's a married Christ. It's a uniting. Listen, in a marriage, friend, it takes two, it makes one. You can't take three and make one, even though the Godhead is, amen. It's not that way in the home. There's got to be two to make one. Amen. And listen, hey, God, when that one died, it gave me, amen, when the law died, amen, was killed at Calvary, amen, He fulfilled the law. He died for sin once, and He might take us in and be His bride. Amen. And be His. Amen. That's what it's about, thank God. It's marrying another. He done away with the first, and He might establish the second. You can't put new wine in old bottles. Amen. That's what we try to do in the Baptist church. Listen, I've learned some things. I mean, God help, I've learned some things. I mean, I used to pour a lot of law in a grace bottle. And why I done that is because I felt like that's the way God's wanted me to do it. Amen. To try to make people live right. Amen. It don't work. It just don't work. Hey, God, you Ethiopian can't change the skin. Neither leopard or spots. He can't do it. Amen. I could preach all day. Amen. To a leopard or a black man. It's an Ethiopian man. It ain't being racist neither. Amen. That's the skin color. And it ain't the skin that's the problem. It's the sin the problem. Amen. Brother, I'm telling you, the heart That's the issue with man. It ain't what color skin he's got. Hey, man, brother, I couldn't make myself another color. Amen. That's right. Thank God. But I'll tell you this morning, friend. Are you listening? Thank God. The problem with mankind is he's got a sin problem. Amen. That's the problem. But there ain't enough. Listen, if I was talking to a black man here today, a man with an Ethiopian skin, he can't change his skin. If I could look at him, I'd say, sir, you need to change your skin. I mean, you need to change your skin. He said he can't do it. A sinner can't quit sinning. Amen. That's what he is. That's what he's going to do. And every time he sees the law, amen, he says, oh, my goodness, I got to straighten up. Everything you see about the law is trying you to straighten up. And it's killing you the whole time. Amen. And you don't realize how bad it's killing you until you try to straighten up and you see you can't. That's the purpose of it, to show you how short you fall. Amen. How short you come. How short you still are without the grace of God. And that's the way it is. Amen. I guarantee you this. I'll tell you how important, how much the law means to you. Amen. You go down the road in a speed limit. I ain't got 65 and you're running 75. And all of a sudden, a little ways up the road, you see them on the side of the road. The first thing you do is hit that brake pedal. Amen. You're slowing down. You know why? Because the laws are proving you that you're falling short. Amen. That's what the law's for. The law can't save you. If you move in with the law, he'll kill you, friend. Amen. He's a killer. Because you can't keep it. Amen. In a New Testament, listen, a New Testament church is built completely off grace in Christ. You're married to another. Hey, that's what Romans 7 said. Amen, that's right. You can't be married to both of them. That's right. You can't have two wives. You can't have the law and grace in the same house. Amen, you know what? Listen to me. Let me give you some personal illustrations, okay? If all I got's law, you know what's going to make my children? Law. Law births law. That's right. That's right. That's all I can bring for. Amen. If that's all you got's legislation, if all you've got a set of rules, and listen, can I tell you this? Mostly, and I'll say this, all religion bases their religion off of man-made works and rules. If you find the foundation, they'll tell you of the Church of Christ, they believe you got to be baptized outwardly if you're going to heaven. A guy got mad at me not long ago. I made a little comment on his page, and boy, it made him furious. Amen. I said, amen. That's a corrupt doctrine, friend. And he wrote me and he tried to debate with me. And I asked him this question. I said, thank God, if two men come to your church on Sunday morning and on Sunday night, thank God, they called you and said they got saved. I said, amen. And then they died on Monday morning and they never got in the water. Amen. Where they got to spend eternity? Hey, boy, he didn't want to say it. He grit his stinking teeth through what my vision was. And this is what he said. They'd go to hell. I said, I thought you said they were saved. He said, well, they got to be obedient. I said, is that right? Obedience is to the gospel, not a baptismal. You know what? You know, it's based off works. They can't listen to you. You won't tell you. I'm just going to preach to you. You know what grace is? Grace is saying this. Grace is saying, I'm going to give Jonathan Robinson the favor of God in his soul that he can turn to me and have some grace and faith in his heart to believe on me and be saved. And every bit of it's me. That's what grace is. Through faith. That's believing what God said, and God give you the grace to do it. Amen. That's right. Thank God. I'd like to live with that. Amen. And I do live with that because I know the only hope I have is Christ. But I'm telling you this morning, friend. When you have to make regulations to keep yourself straight, you in bad trouble. Listen, can I give you this? Listen to me. Christianity's not making regulations to keep yourself straight. Christianity's Christ living through you. Amen. You know what you are is what you do. Amen. That's exactly right. What you are is what you do. Amen. That's right. That's why it's Christ in you. And ain't you saying, well, wait a minute. God help us all. Amen. Amen. I say, well, who's that out there, Mama? Well, that's the preacher.
Yeah.
Well, cut that TV off.
Yeah.
That's hypocrisy. That's what it really is. You say it can be a stumbling block. Well, I'll go along with that. But the thing of it is, most of the time that ain't why we're doing it. And the thing of it is, friend, listen. God wants you the way you are. He's making you the way He wants you to be. If God don't make you that way, you ain't gonna be that way. And I'm telling you this, friend, are you listening? It's God that worketh in you both to will and do His good pleasure, Brother Joe. And I'm telling you what, He don't need no help working in you. He knows what to do in you, amen. And I'm telling you, brother, listen, I'm married to Christ. I'm married to Him. Amen. And what goes on in our house is minding His business, amen. And somebody said, well, what's going on in your house? Well, that's me and him talking about that now. See, he had to take away. He didn't say put away. He took it away. He just didn't put it to the side. He actually took it away. He took away the first. Amen. So many church people, so many churches today, my friend, are still living. And this is what they'll say to you. Say, listen, friend, I'm going to tell you something this morning. I believe in modest apparel. I believe a woman will look like a woman, dress like a woman, act like a woman. But that has nothing to do with her going to heaven. It has to do with what's in her. It has to do with what's in her. I ask myself, why these women won't take their clothes off and walk around in front of a bunch of men? That's because it's in her. Right. God have mercy on you. Men are animalistic in sensual nature. I know that people you say, I don't believe I'm that bad. Well, you deceive. You better feed the Spirit, thank God. If you're walking in the Spirit, it won't affect you as much. But if you ain't walking in the Spirit, it'll affect your heart. Amen. That's right, friend. I'm telling you, hey, God, I tell people why they do that. They don't have no desire to live right. Amen. I'm 60 years old, but God help, I think I'm 18 in my mind.
Yes, sir. Amen, brother.
Amen. I feel that way. I mean, I'm 60. Glory to God, I feel pretty good. Amen. But I'm still 18 in my mind. Amen. We went down to the park, took our grandchildren the other day. Amen. Down to the park. And we was down there. Amen. We took them up to the playground, you know. Amen. We ate a little meal and went up to the playground. And all of a sudden, all these boys get out of the car down there. And they get out there playing that basketball run up down the court. And I felt it burning in the old flesh. And I thought, boy, I said, I couldn't go. I can't go. I just can't go down there. Amen. I'd go down there and die. Amen. In my head, I say, I want to go. And my body says, no, don't do it. Amen. You can't do what you used to do. That's right. You can't. But I'm glad it ain't in the spiritual life. I'm as young in the Holy Ghost and the new creature as I've ever been. Amen. You know, it's that old way about you, you know. Everybody can say when they're old, you know, I used to do that. But you won't say that in the spiritual nature because, thank God, you ought not say I used to do that. You ought to say, thank God, I'm increasing in that. Yeah, I was thinking there's a period of life. You took at a tombstone, there's a day of birth and a day of death, but in between that there's a line, and what's on that line, that's what it is. Now listen, I want to tell you this, I don't know how long anybody's going to live in this place. I don't know how long I'm going to live, and you don't know how long you're going to live. I know we're going to die, Jesus don't take us out of here. If He chooses to take us by death, we're going. But I'm telling you this. Listen to me, young people. Listen to me. Amen. Enjoy life. You're young. Amen. Live for God. Enjoy the blessings of God in your life. Amen. Thank God for that. But I just can't go back and live that way because I'm not that age. But I've told about this. There's a period everybody has in this life. Now, Brother Robert Cranfield's 95 years old. Will you agree with me? He'll agree with me. In the flesh, his best days are behind him. He can't do what he used to do. He hurts all the time. He used to not hurt all the time. He's just part of life. Amen. But brethren, listen. When Christ come within you, He's as God, as much God in Him as the day He got saved. Amen. He might not can get down and pray the way He used to. And I'm telling you, God knows all about that and God understands all that. But what He does, God honors. What He does, God blesses. Because He's pure of heart and motive and does the will of God. If you went by the flesh and the law, you never could own up to it. You never could get to it. It's the life of God in you. Listen, friend, don't live in bondage. You live in bondage too much, and you can't enjoy the freedom that you have in Jesus. Amen. Right. Ain't that right? Can I tell you, you don't know why our church is in some of the mess we're in? Because we got too many self-righteous people. Everybody fights that, some more than others. It's so judgmental. Everything's such judgmental attitude. Listen to me. If you're judgmental, that's because, and I know we judge things by opinion, we judge things by sight, but the thing of it is, when we take into account the fact that we need to judge ourselves first, it'll take a lot of judging off of you. But I'm going to tell you what's happening in our churches today. I would be, listen, you're a young man, young lady, listen, which you got a husband at home, I believe ladies ought to ask their husband if they can. I'll answer any question I can. You can ask me whatever you want to, and if I can answer it, I will. But I want to say this, brother. The problem with a lot of things is people can't talk to you. Can't talk to you. You know why? If somebody come up and said, preacher, I want to talk to you. I've been having a battle with this. I said, what is it? Tell me. You tell me. I say, well, you sorry rascal. That ain't no good. That's the problem right now. You know why I can listen to people? Because I know myself. And number two, I know depravity. I know depravity. I know him. Amen. That means he's corrupt in the nature of Adam. And he can do anything in the nature of Adam, but he can't get by with anything in the nature of Adam if he's got the nature of God in him. The nature of God gives him victory over the nature of Adam. But I'm telling you, thank God, I'm glad that I'm married to somebody that will listen to me. And I want to tell you this, I'm as honest as I can. There's nobody in this church that I can tell everything to. My wife's my closest friend, but unto God I couldn't tell her everything. That woman there's your closest friend. You couldn't tell her everything. But there, the other one that I'm married to, I can. Because he knows it before I ever do it. And see, that's why you cast it upon him. If you're married to the law this morning, he's going to condemn you every time you go to him and say, Mr. Law, listen, I won't tell you, I've been looking the wrong way. He'd say, well, you condemned already. But if I go to the Lord and say, Lord, I've been looking. He said, I know you have, but I've got some grace for you if you'll repent toward me. Huh? That's what relationship is. Amen. Listen, friend. I'd rather be married to the real person than a picture. I mean, I ain't going to go home a day and take my picture of my wife out and say, thank God, buddy, it's so good to see her. And when she's in the next room, amen, because I'm married to her, amen, and thank God I have access, amen, to talk to her. The New Testament church isn't built on regulations. It's built on Christ, amen. You say, don't you think this kind of preaching will cause people to do wrong? No, it ought to cause them to do right. It ought to cause people to pull near Him. It ought to cause people to love Him more and walk with Him more. Thank God for it. It's worthy to be praised. Christ is. I'm saying, thank God. If you're in love with Him, that's the best thing that ever happened to you. Amen. But if all you got's church anarchy, you'll struggle all your life. Why did I come this morning? Because I love Jesus. Not because the preacher's going to get on me if I don't. Ain't that right? Even though I get on Brother Danny sometime. I love him. What happened to him this morning, Brother Chris? Oh, he says, had high blood pressure. He said, has high blood pressure. It ain't that I'm aggravated at him not being here. I dismiss him. You know what? I miss you if you're not here. That's just the way it is. It ain't got nothing to do with being mad about it. I'm not your God. Jesus is. I'm not your Lord. Jesus is. I'm not the Lord of God's heritage. Amen. I'm a pastor. I'm a church pastor. Amen. I'm trying to preach to you. I would to God you'd get a hold of what I'm preaching this morning. Hey, God, you'd kick the slats out and shout the victory. Amen. But you know why you can't? You live in past guilt. You live in a place you don't think you can attain to it. And even Paul said, I hadn't apprehended what he apprehended me for. I pressed toward the mark of the prize. There's something waiting me. Amen. And I'm pressing that way. Amen. Thank God. Does that mean we can do what we want to? No, you do what God wants you to. It changes you want to. Amen. I remember old brother Greg Grant. I got to quit here. He's passed away about 3 years ago. Greg Grant preached here and a while back. He's years ago, in fact. I'll never forget that night. He preached on grace. I mean, it got on in here. I remember Jack Daniels, his coming at that time. I mean, son, he got up beating against the walls. I mean, he even come here and laid down on the altar. Hey, man, this done this. He said, I want to sleep in this tonight. I mean, God got that thing. You go back and listen to it on the sermon audio and listen to that thing. It sounded like, praise God. I mean, it was a whole lot different from this day and time. I mean, there was a shout and a victory. I believe everybody was. But when he come in that night, my mama's standing right there. That's years ago. It's probably about, I mean, that's around 96, something like that. That's been 24 years ago. I was 40. Thank God in my 40s. Amen. Mama was younger. Amen. And she come up before church and she put her arm around me and hugged me. And she said, oh, I'm sorry. I'm his mother. She said, he said, well, you didn't have to tell me that. That's between you and him. And then he started laughing. Amen. That's right. People live to death under the scared nature of what people think. What they going to think about you? I mean, you wore that Western shirt in here this morning. In fact, I got a few of them. I like them myself. What they going to think about me? You know what? If when you can get, listen, I don't know of one, I'd say ain't nobody hardly in here like that. If they completely delivered from what the opinions of men are. That's bondage. Fear of man bringeth a snare. Ain't that right? Amen. See, here's what I believe. I believe that the Holy Spirit lives in you and you married to Christ. I want to please that woman because I'm married to her. When she's happy, I'm happy. Amen. That's right. But in me, there's respect. There's a respect in my spirit that subjects to God. And when I come into this place to worship you, I want to come with a spiritual mind. I ought to live with a spiritual mind. I ought to walk with a spiritual mind. And I want to come with this brother in unity, thank God, and pray together, love God together, worship together. It's in me. I can't do nothing else. It ain't that God gives me a bunch of options. Even though I am a creature of choice. I can choose. I chose what to wear this morning. That's right. I mean, I had a choice to wear what I wear. God's got choices too. And God chooses to say, I'm going to bless you. Not because of what you put on, but because of where your heart's at with me. And whom I'm married to today is Christ. I'm not married to the law. Amen. The law died. He took it away. Why? That he might establish the second, which is his own son. If you ever learn that and live that, thank God you can walk out of here. And most people don't know nothing about the New Testament church. They think it's a building that's got instruments in it. That's got people that sit on their backside on a pew or a chair, which that has something to do with it. But son, when I get in that car to head out of here this morning, I'm as much the church there as I am here.
Right.
Amen. That's right. You as much the church when you're peddling them chemicals down there as you are right here. God don't want me to be no less Christian. Thank God, amen, wherever I'm at. Then He wants me to be here. And I'm telling you, what, are you listening? If that's all you got, just a Sunday morning Christianity, you ain't got much. Amen. Why? Because of who I'm married to. Thank God. If you all say, but we get born again, the church is going to have some power in it. Amen. And the power comes from living for Him and with Him. Amen. Why do you think in Acts chapter 4 when they saw Peter and John's boldness, what did they say? They were unlearned and ignorant men, but they marveled and took knowledge of them what? That they had been with Jesus. That's right. Been with Jesus. Brother Milby asked me the first time he saw me. We went around together and come to the first service that night, and the next day is what he asked me. He said, "You've been around Sammy Allen." I said, "Yeah." He said, I could see some of his ways kind of in you. That from being around somebody, that's the way you have some influence. He wasn't saying that in a bad way. But who you around is going to affect how you act. And here's the thing, when I'm married to Christ, and I am, I'm not married to no. There ain't no such a thing as that over there. Listen, she's my sister. Be some influence in my heart. Amen. Right. Well, bless the Lord. Listen to me. Where you live don't have nothing to do with it. Listen. A lot of people blame their circumstance. Eternal marriage. It's an eternal relationship. It's an eternal fellowship. It's an eternal friend. That's why we can't lose. Got the real God in us. Amen. Bless the Lord. Stand with me this morning. Thank you for hearing me. Brother Chris, pray for us.